It does fact is, of course, the basic fact of the situation. But the question we face is what we do about it. And on that, I'm inclined to think that we had better put ourselves together and compose a careful message to you. Now, the only question that you have to advise us on is whether you can, it suits your policy for us to stay here and keep working on it in a situation in which I cannot tell you that we are as near a any kind of a real settlement as I hoped we were only 10 hours ago.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Oh. I sure hope they stay on. I really think that we've got a good deal of bargaining power still left with J.B. and that he's got a lot of power. But it's a little hard to refine it down at this stage, and it gets a real trouble.
That is the real trouble.
Do you find a tendency where you are to not want to carry out the J.B.'s agreement?
Yes, there is, Mr. President. It's not in the people we were with yesterday. It's in the people with whom they must deal. And there is within that group a determined effort being made by troublemakers to prevent agreement.
I think that's true. And I think you ought to go get good night's sleep. We all ought to go to work on it again in the morning.
Well, we've got lots of work to do here, and we will try and think of some more people we can usefully talk to here tonight. And we will get you a wrap-up of the kinds of choices we have and the things we will do the first thing in the morning that have to be done anyway. And what I will do, I think, in any event, and have already indicated in a preliminary way, is that we simply have to know on all sides who, in fact, are going to have these determining roles before we can go ahead.
Well, that's a problem, and that involves these two jobs.
I can't hear you.
That involves these two jobs, doesn't it?
Yeah, those
okay.
are the two.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Are you waiting?
Clear.